In India, the death toll from more than 5 days of religious violence in the western state of Gujarat now stands at more than 500. The violence was triggered by last Wednesday's raid on a trainload of Hindu activists by a Muslim mob. Revenge attacks by Hindus began almost immediately, targeting Muslim homes and businesses across the state. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi that the worst of the violence seems to be over for now.
In the commercial capital Ahmedabad, the scene of some of the worst rioting of the past few days, state officials say the situation is, for the most part, calm. Army troops are now patrolling Ahmedabad alongside police, and curfews have been lifted in parts of the city, though many Muslims are still afraid to leave their homes after the gruesome scenes played out in the city since Wednesday, which saw many Muslims dragged from their homes and beaten to death, others were burnt alive. Isolated incidents of violence are still being reported in the state's rural areas, places the army and paramilitary forces have yet to reach. The horrific violence has left Hindu-Muslim relations badly strained in Gujarat and left thousands of people, Muslims and Hindus, without homes or work. Though the violence has, for the most part, been contained to Gujarat, there are still fears it could spread, especially if the right-wing Vishwa Hindu Parishad, or VHP, goes ahead with its plan to begin construction on a temple in the northern Indian town of Ayodhya in 10 days' time. The disputed site was home to a 16th century mosque, the Babri Masjid, until 1992, when a Hindu mob tore the mosque down. Some Hindu hardliners believe the site to be the birthplace of the Hindu god Ram. The religious violence that followed the destruction of the mosque left more than 2,000 people dead nationwide. Last week's train attack and the violence that followed are also linked to the Ayodhya issue. The Hindu activists on board were returning from Ayodhya when the train was set on fire. Some reports suggest they'd been taunting Muslims at the Godra train station with cries of "Long live Lord Ram" and "We will build the temple." Despite court orders prohibiting such a move and a request last week from Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to drop the idea, VHP leaders insist they will go ahead with their plan. Praveen Togadia is General Secretary of the Vishwa Hindu Parishad.
We expect that we will get a permission. If we don't, we will exercise our democratic right to agitate as per the constitution, right which has been given to in the society. Because we are not fighting for temple, we are fighting for a birthplace, and birthplace of a Lord Rama. We are going to go ahead, and we hope that government will give us permission.
In the past few weeks, nearly 20,000 volunteers flocked to Ayodhya to prepare for construction of the temple. After Wednesday's attack on the train, authorities began moving them out, anxious to avoid a confrontation between the Hindu activists and local Muslims. Security has been increased around the disputed site. Authorities have blocked the roads leading to Ayodhya to keep more VHP supporters from coming. Train service to the town has also been curtailed to keep the volunteers away. Naresh Dayal, the Home Secretary of Uttar Pradesh State, says he's confident the VHP will not be able to carry out their plans.
I think that is virtually impossible for them to do. The building materials are pretty large and heavy stones, carved stones, and they cannot be moved by human hand. And in any case, we've arranged to stop them. We've got adequate force.
The VHP leadership is meeting today here in New Delhi to discuss their plans. Amid reports, Prime Minister Vajpayee is renewing his effort to persuade the VHP to change its mind. Should that effort fail, Hindu-Muslim violence could resume not only in Gujarat but all over the country if the VHP somehow makes good on its pledge. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.
¶¶